Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 14th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Sunday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 28. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." One point of difference between St. Luke and the other evangelists is that Luke did not concentrate only on the work and doctrine of Christ like the others. He also described the order of his journeys and the routes by which he traveled. Up to chapter 13, Luke's Gospel points out how Jesus began to preach and do signs in Capernaum, to which he went from Nazareth and where he lived. From the end of chapter 9 till the end of his Gospel, Luke tells us how he preached and performed miracles on his journey from Capernaum to Jerusalem. This was the last journey during his life here on earth and took place during the last year of that life. This is also what Luke is referring to here when he says that, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. This was not the usual route from Capernaum to Jerusalem. He passed along between Samaria and Galilee, lengthening his journey. The nearest route lay along the borders of these territories. The evangelist is at some pains here to remind us that Jesus did not travel by the usual route to Jerusalem, but that he took a time-consuming, more distant and circuitous route on this journey to Jerusalem. He did not do this for any personal reasons, but to seize extra opportunities to proclaim the gospel and to extend his help to people who needed it. He makes his way through the midst of this territory so that his progress might be quite public and that he might be at everyone's service. In this way, the people could approach him from all sides and receive his help. He was sent to make himself available to all so that everyone might freely enjoy his goodness and grace. Let us pray. Thanks and praise be yours, Heavenly Father, for sending us your Son to be such a ready and willing helper. May this fact draw us ever closer to him in all our needs, in the full assurance of his most tender grace, and looking to him for full salvation. In his name we ask it. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.